So let's review. Today's daf began with Rav Papa wondering, Maishno Rishonim de Israchash Luhanisa. Why is it that Darius Rishonim, the early generations, were able to accomplish miracles, even though in terms of Torah scholarship, they did not seem to measure up to the level of Rav Papa's own generation? For example, the Gemara tells us, Ve'ilu Rav Yehuda ki shalav chad mesane osim mitra. When there was a drought in his generation, Rav Yehuda would merely remove one shoe as a sign of affliction, and it would start raining right away. Abaye answered that the reason is because the Darius Rishonim excelled in Mesiris Nefesh, in self-sacrifice for Kiddush Hashem, and they therefore had the great schus to experience miracles. We also learned that Rav Gidl Havarogel to have a Ka'azl V'yosev Asharah de Tefila, about the unusual practice of Rav Gidl, who would wait by the entrance to the mikveh and instruct the women on how to tova themselves, or immerse themselves properly in the mikveh, because of his great tzidkus he was able to do so without being led into any improper thoughts. Similarly, we find that Rabbi Yochanan have a rogel to have a ka'ozl v'yosef ashar de tefillah, that Rabbi Yochanan would wait outside the exit of the mikveh so that on their way out, the women would see Rabbi Yochanan, who was known to be a very beautiful person, and then go home and conceive similarly beautiful children. Now, while Rabbi Yochanan was indeed a great tzaddik, it would seem that he would still need to be concerned about an ayin hara. However, the Gemara explained to us that since he came from Shevet Yosef, to leshalta be'ein abisha, he therefore was not afraid that this might result in an ayin hara. In the Mishnah starting at the end of Amud Aleph, we learn that Noshim, Avodim, Uktanim, women, Avodim, Kenanim, and minors are pater from Kriya Shema and from Tefillin. Now, in regard to Noshim and Avodim, the reason they're exempt is obviously because these are mitzvahs seishas ma'agrama, time-bound mitzvahs from which Noshim and Avodim are always exempt. As for Ketanim, small children, Tosfos holds that this part of the Mishnah is talking about Ketanim who are under the age of Chinuch, so it becomes pretty clear why they're pater from Kriya Shema and from Tefillin. Rashi holds that the Mishnah refers to ketanim, children that shehigilu chinuch, who are over the age of chinuch, and parents are obligated to teach them to perform the mitzvahs. Despite that, the Mishnah says that they are potter from Kriya Shema because it would be too difficult to require their father to always be available when the time of Kriya Shema comes around to make sure they say it. As for tefillin, even ketanim who have reached the age of chinuch are potter according to Rashi, because they can't be expected to have the self-discipline to refrain from passing gas, which is of course required when wearing tefillin. In any event, the Mishnah continues that Nashim and Avodim and Ketanim are chayvin, tefillah, mezuzah, and birchas hamazon. This part of the Mishnah certainly refers to children who have reached the age of chinuch, according to both Rashi and to Tosfos. The Gemara then set out to understand why each item in the Mishnah needed to be listed, even though many of them are self-evident. V'chayovin b'tefillah. The Gemara explained that women and Avodim are obligated in tefillah because derachmininu, since it is a petition for Hashem's mercy, which of course they also need. In the girsa or text that we have in our print, the Gemara then adds that the Mishnah needed to list this because otherwise we might have thought that they are exempt from tefillah since it is a mitzvah sasatius mangarama, to pray three specific times of the day. Rashi rejects this girsa because he holds that the category of mitzvah sasatius mangarama does not apply to mitzvah derabanan, which tefillah is. However, Tosfos disagree and hold that even in regard to mitzvahs derabanan, women are generally also potter from time-bound mitzvahs derabanan, for example, halal. Therefore, Tosfos retain our gears in the Gemara and say that the Gemara is telling us that if not for the fact that tefillah is rachmi, we would have thought that women should also be exempt on the grounds that it is zman gerama. Amar Rav Ada bar Ahava, Noshim chayeves b'kiddush hayom. Later in the Gemara, in the middle of Amud Beis, we learn that women are obligated in the mitzvah of kiddush on Shabbos. Even though this would seem to be a mitzvah seishas mangarama, the Gemara explained that there is a hekesh, or a direct comparison or connection between zachar, the mitzvah to say kiddush on Shabbos, and shomer, the obligation not to do any malacha on Shabbos, and that since women are obligated in the shomer of Shabbos, they are therefore also obligated in the zachar of Shabbos. The Gemara then inquired whether a woman's obligation in birchas hamazon is a deraisa, since it is not a mitzvah seishas mangarama, or perhaps it is only a drabban, because as Rashi explains, since the Torah associates Birchas HaMazon with our inheritance of Eretz Yisrael, as it says, V'achalta v'savata v'rachta v'shem lekecha al ha'aretz ha'tayva shenasen lach, and women did not have a share in the portioning out of Eretz Yisrael, they therefore might not be obligated mid'oraisa to say Birchas HaMazon. Tosfos suggested a different reason why women's chiv and Birchas HaMazon might just be drabban, because the text of Birchas HaMazon makes reference to the mitzvahs of Bris, Mila, and Talmud Torah from which women are exempt. In any event, the Gemara does not reach a definitive conclusion on this question. The Gemara pointed out that the issue has a practical ramification, namely, can women recite Birchas HaMazon on behalf of men? generally someone whose chiyuv is only derabbanan cannot be mighty someone whose chiyuv is deraisa. Toshima, v'ishem mevareches labala. The Gemara tried to resolve this question by introducing a braisa that states clearly that women can say birchas hamazon for men, which would seem to indicate that their chiyuv is deraisa and equal to that of a man. However, the Gemara rejected this proof and suggested that the braisa might be referring to a case where the man only ate a kezayis, not enough to be full, in which case his chiyuv is also only drabon. This led the Gemara to quote a teaching of Rav Avira. Darish Rav Avira, Omu Malachi Asharis Levnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Malachim asked Rabbi Nishlam why he is noisei fanim, he shows favoritism as it were, to Bnei Yisrael. And Hashem answered, V'chi lo yesa fanim l'Yisrael, how could I not? And that is because when Hashem gave the Torah, he only required the Bnei Yisrael to say birchas hamazon after they're full. But they went further, and that v'hem dakdikim al atzmam ad kezayis v'ad kebeya, and accepted upon themselves to say birchas hamazon after eating only kezayis, or according to another opinion in the Gemara, a kebeya.